It's Fire Away Friday.
Fire Away Friday.
On Exploring the Word, this is your chance to ask us your Bible question at 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. You can also email your question at word@afr.net or visit facebook.com/exploringtheword.
Exploring the Word.
It's Fire Away Friday on American Family Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of Fire Away Friday. We will be taking your phone calls in just a few minutes. But before we do, we want to set that up for you. By the way, I'm Jim Stanley. It's my privilege to be with Brother Bert Harper and Dr. Alex McFarland. Good Friday afternoon, guys.
Good Friday,
hello,
Jim.
Hello.
And Alex.
Yes, sir.
You know, every Friday, now I know we talk about Good Friday generally being followed up by Easter or Resurrection Sunday, Celebration Sunday, but almost every Friday could be a Good Friday if we would take time to remember that on that Good Friday, Christ gave his life for us. And so if we spent time doing that, it would bring a lot more emphasis to Sunday, wouldn't it?
It would, Jim, and I have to admit, I thought you was talking about be the last day of the week for work.
Oh.
I'm guilty there, man. Your thinking was a lot better and more spiritual than Bert Harper's.
Well, I'm with both of you. I am glad it's Friday, and I am glad we reflect on what Christ did for us on the cross. Hey,
winners both ways, right, Alex?
Amen.
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 Hey, let me share a verse, and I know, Jim, you've got some very special things God's put on your heart, but Daniel 12, verse 3 says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever in heaven." And so we want to shine forth the love of Jesus and the truth of his word. And we do pray, folks, that this show, Exploring the Word, would, as Daniel 12:3 says, turn many to righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that spirit, we proclaim Christ in his word.
Amen. And folks, one of the things we're going to do this afternoon, we are going to open up the phone lines for your calls. But what we'd like to do today is take some prayer requests. We want today to be kind of a ministry day. And I had sent the guys an email, and there are a few things that we'd like to pray for. First, we want to be able to pray for you, our listeners. And then we want to pray for the pastors and their churches that are, in some instances, that are disobeying the civil law because they feel like their calling is to meet the more spiritual law. And I'm not looking for that to become a battle. I'm not looking to say, well, our church is more spiritual because we're doing this and your church is less spiritual because you're not. That's not what this is about. But for those that feel like the Lord's leading them to have church, we want God to bless those
Amen.
Services.
We're standing with them. We're praying for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think many of them are courageous. They're having under the possibility of threat,
mm-hmm.
the electricity, water being turned off, the whole gamut. So we want to pray, and those that are having, you know, parking lot, you know, they're driving
right.
in, pray, you know, they're trying to do that as well. But we are praying for those that are meeting inside, especially today,
mm-hmm.
especially those that are going against the rules or the, I hate to call it laws because it doesn't seem like they're laws. It's just they've made them up as they've gone there, guys. I better not get on that too much. But
there's truth to
that, right.
Alex.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, even in my home state of North Carolina, I mean, there were so many conflicting messages. And, you know, I'm gonna try to tell myself that the governors and legislators of municipalities are working in good faith. I hope they are. But there have been a lot of mixed signals. But I want to say how much I appreciate, and I've been praying for John MacArthur this
mm-hmm.
week. And everybody knows, I'm sure he's a renowned Bible teacher, been on for many years. But he's being courageous, and I think he's got the right spirit that we have to be the church, and we have to do what the Lord says. We're not looking to be unlawful or anything like that, but really what I would say to elected officials, the best thing that could happen to America is for the followers of the true and living God to do what God's called us to do. I mean, the church is one of the keys to the strength of our nation. Would you all agree?
Amen.
Amen. Well, and it's interesting that you mentioned Pastor MacArthur, because as Bert was talking about, their church, Grace Community Church, last week the mayor was threatening to shut off their services. And then this week, since they, you know, that didn't stop them, the threat didn't stop them, so now they've made it a little more personal, and that they're looking to fine Grace Community Church and Pastor MacArthur $1,000 a day if he continues to meet publicly. And then there's a gentleman from Chicago who has said that he will pay the fines of some of these guys that are looking to continue to church.
And that's in Chicago, and that's, in
yeah.
Southern California.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about them, the areas, you know, liberal. That's only mm-hmm. progressive even. And but in those progressive places, in those liberal places, don't you love the light that they're shining?
Amen.
Not just the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the courageousness of men that are and women that are raising up and saying, we're going to obey God rather than man.
Amen. Alex, you know, as an evangelist, I know that when we look back at COVID-19 for 2020, that's going to have made a very real impact on the trips you've been able to do and the meetings you've been able to have. But
yeah,
and that's you as an individual. And then when you think of the home churches, and folks, you know, you can say what you want to about online services. They're good. They have a place. They're great. But you don't really see that virtual offering plate when it comes by. Mm. And you've got churches that are still paying for buildings that are falling behind. You've got churches that the pastors may not have been paid because the money hasn't been there. So that's a financial thing. And Alex, I know that a lot of times you have a suggested honorarium, and for you that's very real. And but for the first part of this year, you didn't do, and it's not that you didn't do anything, you couldn't go anywhere.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know, I'm excited that the next revival I've got, and I wasn't going to promote it yet, but September 12th, 13th, and 14th, I'm going to be in Augusta, West Virginia, Christ Community Church, Pastor Don Kesner, and one of his leaders is a listener, probably listening right now, a dear man named Glenn Moreland. And, you know, we scheduled this many, many, many months ago, and it got a little bit closer, and I had 24 major, you know, events that got canceled. And so for one thing, it's enabled Bert and I to do a lot of recording. We've done a lot of programming for American Family Radio. But I wrote a book. Huh? I've never done a whole book from a publisher reaching out to me to the book being written to everything's finalized. In fact, I was on the phone with them moments ago. In 45 days, we've written a book. And it's going to be out September 1st, and it's called Assault on America, What We Must Do to Save Our Nation. And in fact, I emailed a file of the book to Tim Wildman last night. So this has not been time that we've been sitting around doing nothing, but I will say that, yeah, for evangelists, pastors, missionaries on the field around the world, you know, this is a time that, as you say, Jim, thank the Lord for the virtual stuff, and, mm-hmm. and, you know, we use technology where we can, but let's be in church, let's be faithful in our giving and our serving and our witnessing, because more than ever, we need the power of God in the church, and that's for all of us, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Brother Bert, you were a longtime pastor. You continue to be, quote-unquote, our pastor here at AFR. And we don't take that for granted. But would you pray for the pastors and the congregations that decide to meet? Because there are some places, for example, Chicago again, where the mayor sent police to their church service last week. And the police were outside beating on the door trying to get in because they had locked the door that they've been locking it anyway. You know, with the rash of church shootings and different things that have gone on and the violence that goes on in Chicago, they had had the door locked. And when they heard it was the police, the pastor said, don't let them in yet. And so pray for those folks, yeah. Pray for those pastors. And then, but again, let's encompass the country in this, because there, again, pastors are on both sides of this. And we are not here to condemn anyone for closing the doors, nor do we want to condemn anyone for opening the doors.
Father, we come to you today thanking you for the opportunity that we have as citizens of heaven to bombard your throne for the citizenry down here upon earth, in the United States especially right now, because there's so much going on with the churches having a position that is difficult of many of them trying to minister, but yet at the same time being looked at and trying to be forced to do it in certain ways. But Father, I pray for the freedom that those men and women in those churches have to occupy your position, that they would obey you. And we are praying especially, Father, for those that are in towns and cities, even states, where meeting together would be considered breaking law. And Father, it's like being in occupied territory by an enemy. And I pray you'd give those pastors, the elders, the leaders of those churches, I pray you would give them wisdom. I pray you'd give them winsomeness concerning that they would be able to talk with those leaders that have made these decisions and let them see how damaging it is. And I pray that many of them would be like Daniel, purpose in their heart that they're going to obey you, but then come up with some talking points with those leaders to let them see how they can minister and still come under, hopefully, the authority of those that's in charge of them. But Father, you're the ultimate authority, and we give it to you, especially as Alex and Jim both have said, for John MacArthur out at the Grace Community, and for Courtney Lewis there in Chicago, Father, at the Chicago Cornerstone Baptist Church, and they've come under fire. I pray they would stand strong. I pray that you would encourage them and encourage their members. And then we pray for those churches that have said, we're going to do our best to obey the laws of that have been laid down before them, whether they were just or unjust. But, Father, more than that, I pray they would obey you, that they would seek your face and seek your ways and obey you and all that. And, Father, for those that are having parking lot drive-in, I pray you would bless them. And, Father, those that are online, and Father, just encourage your people to obey you and do your will. Father, and may AFR, and especially Exploring the Word, help people during times like this, that they can at least get into the Word and follow you. We pray for victory in this, and we pray for your will to be done. We pray for the revival that we're praying will occur in the hearts of believers all over this United States and even the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Alex, as you know, this has been Truth for Youth Week on American Family Radio.
Yes.
And we are currently at 48,000 Bibles, I think is where we are. At least where the last numbers I had were around that, as he looks at his phone to make sure again. 46,392 Bibles as of a little bit earlier this morning. And folks, if you'd like to get your Bible, you can do so by calling 800-733-4737. 800-733-4737, or you can visit AFR.net for more information on the Truth for Youth Bible that we're giving away here at AFR.
It's Truth for Youth Week. Help us get the Word of God into the hands of teens across the nation. Our goal is to give away 60,000 Bibles this school year.
One day she came up to me and said that Tim Todd was challenging young people to give away Truth for Youth Bibles in school.
In the midst of division, a revival is coming through the youth of our nation.
I was one of the most prominent drug dealers in my school.
Revival Fires International is giving one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 and 18 who promises to pass it along to a friend this school year. And parents can order on behalf of students. Visit truthforyouth.com or call 800-733-4737. That's 800-733-4737.
Now I'm one of the most prominent Truth for Youth Bible givers.
Help spread God's word with the Truth for Youth Bible and AFR.
I went to the decision page and gave my heart to Jesus.
Rather than spending time listening to what the fear inside of us has to say, Dr. Tony Evans says it's about time we started talking back. He'll give us a sample script today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Crisis can come in all kinds of shapes and forms. There can be economic crisis. We know what that's like. There can be a relational crisis. There can be social crises. There can be career crisis. One thing is true, though, it is overwhelming. It can cause you to be disconcerted emotionally. What do you do when there's nothing you know that you can do? Get your praise on. In your dilemma, celebrate God because He deserves your praise. Magnify, make a big deal about it. Praise is not praise until it's expressed. When's the last time you've gotten your praise on? Psalm 34 says, my fears looked up to Him and they got calm. If you're nervous about Corona, if you're nervous about your economic situation, if you're scared about your job, tell your fears you want them to take a look at somebody else. Because as long as they're looking at you, they're going to control you. But tell your fears there's someplace else I want you to look because there's somebody else that I want you to respond to. So the more fearful you get, the more enclosed you feel, get your praise on. You will never know God is all you need until you discover God is all you have. Right now, God is all you have. So let's let Him know. We know He's all we need because heaven can overrule earth.
Learn how to recognize God's plans even in the midst of our problems. Request Tony's CD series, Clarity in a Crisis, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
What's the biggest economic hurdle our country is facing? Hello, I'm Walker Wildman, host of Exposing Washington. This weekend, we'll talk about how printing more money is not the solution, and rather, reopening our economy is the solution. Tune in Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio.
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio. Jim Stanley with Dr. Alex McFarland and Brother Bert Harper. And we're going to begin taking your prayer requests now. You can go ahead and start calling at 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. And Alex, I was gonna come to you and ask that you would pray over the recipients that are going to get these Truth for Youth Bibles and also the young people that are going to give them to them. Would you pray that hearts on both sides of that would be prepared? You're an evangelist, and you know what an evangelistic tool that the Truth for Youth Bible can be.
Oh,
so
yes.
Would you pray over, again, both parties there?
Let's do that. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the good news of the gospel, and we thank You for the Truth for Youth Bibles. Lord, I praise You that years and years ago in the heart of Tim Todd and Revival Fire Ministry, You put in his mind this vision to print the Bible and give it to young people, and we thank You for the 40-some thousand that have been given. Lord, I would pray in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, that before this day is out, 65,000 Bibles would have been underwritten. And Lord, I pray right now You would move on the hearts of everybody listening, and we would all, myself included, that we would take out some money. It wouldn't be but a couple of dollars apiece, and we would put a Bible in the hand of a teenager. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of this good seed of Your Word to bear fruit in the hearts of the kids that will read it. Father, I pray all across America, teenagers would find Jesus. The Spirit of God would lead them to read these Bibles, and they would just, with an eager heart, read the Bible, and they would come across John 3:16, and they would learn about the Savior who gave His life on the cross. So we pray for a mighty, mighty harvest of souls. I pray for these young people that are going to give these out. Lord, give boldness. Give a burden for evangelism. Lord, in the heart of this upcoming generation, we just this week, we heard that millennials and younger are now the largest demographic in America. So there are 100 million young adults and younger. I mean, more than 100 million. So, Father, move over this generation, these teens and middle school and high schoolers and young adult college kids. Holy Spirit of God, put in them a fire to lead lost people to Christ. Put in them just this willingness to reach out to their peers. So for the souls that will be saved, the young people that will get, maybe for the first time ever, an experience in being a missionary. Lord, make us all missionaries here in this mission field called the United States. And again, we praise you, Lord. We thank you. At this time, we need you. And so ignite, Lord, ignite a great revival. Let it begin right here on this program today. And we commit ourselves to it. Lord, if you'll come and just meet with us, we are ready, we are eager, and we call on you now. And we praise your name, dear Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Amen. Alex. Well, folks, we are going to go to the phone lines and begin to take your prayer requests. Now, again, I love everybody, okay? And we do want to pray for you. And I want to go back and touch base one more time on the churches that are meeting and the churches that may not be meeting. Folks, this is not a contest of faith. So I would challenge you, much like the Lord challenged the accusers of the woman caught in sin. Those of you without sin, you can cast that first stone.
Hear some rocks dropping?
So at any rate, but we do want to take your prayer request now at 888-589-8840. And what we're going to do is we're going to let you share and we're going to write these down. And then a little bit later in the program, we're going to have a time of prayer. So let's start with Linda calling from the Panhandle of Texas. Panhandle, Texas.
That's the name of the town.
Welcome Amen. To Exploring the Word.
Thank you. I'm so tickled to get through. I cannot believe I got through on the first drink. There really is a town. It's about 30 miles from Amarillo called Panhandle.
Amen. It's appropriately named then, you know.
It is. Smack in the middle of the Panhandle.
Well, what's your prayer request today, Linda?
I've got severe COPD, and I'm currently have been for about a year in remission with stage 4 lung cancer. God has been especially good to me, and I'm grateful for that. So that mainly, but also, can I ask one very quick question?
Go right ahead.
What do you gentlemen think about the inductive system for studying the Bible?
Inductive. That is...
Like K. Arthur.
Yeah, that's who does it. I was going to mention that, if those that did not, K. Arthur. And I just want to tell you, K. Arthur is a great, great person. So anyway, we're going to leave it there. Alex, we're going to pray for Linda. And inductive, just yes. Anytime you do a good Bible study, it's good. No, we don't need to explain it. We just need to tell Linda, good job. Keep studying the Word of God. Amen.
Absolutely. Line upon line, precept upon precept, as K. Arthur and her son David would say.
Amen. Let's talk to Jeff calling from Conroe, Texas. Jeff, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Yes, sir. I'm supposed to give glory to God to pull me through a bad car wreck in 1990. I was thrown 285 feet, and I'm coming out of it. I'm in the program over here in Conroe, but I got a head injury. Bad head injury. Closed brain damage, all that stuff. I had to walk, talk, everything. Living on my own, and everything going fine right now, as long as I keep on.
All right, Jeff.
Well, 1990, did I understand that right? So we're looking at 30 years ago, and he survived. And Jeff, praise the Lord, brother. Have that thankful spirit. Isn't that right, guys?
Absolutely.
I don't know of anything. God helps, don't you? And he intervenes. But having a thankful spirit, I just want to tell you guys, it sets you up for what God's going to do.
Amen. Alex, I'll let you talk to Sherry, calling from Duran, Oklahoma.
Sherry, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Okay, thank you. Hi.
Good to have you.
I would like a prayer request for my son, who's agnostic, and my daughter, who dabbles in Wicca.
Well, hey, I'm just curious, how long has your son felt like he was an agnostic?
Oh, gosh. He studied Alan Watts when he was about 10, mm-hmm. so around preteen.
Wow. And do you know the Lord? Have you asked Christ into your heart?
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, I was born again 3 years ago.
Well, amen. Okay. Amen. Hey, we're going to pray, but I want to give you a word of encouragement. It is serious and it's very concerning when children are like this, or go prodigal, or they're not walking with the Lord. But few things are as powerful as a mother's prayers. And I would say to everybody, we've heard a lot of stories of kids going astray, but we've heard hundreds and hundreds of stories of young people coming back. And so, Sherry, thank you. And let's pray right now. May I do that, guys?
Go ahead. Sure.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for this concerned mom being willing to pray. And Lord, I pray for this son who needs to be born again. Help him to realize that you are real, and unbelief and agnosticism is not the way. Help him to know you're real. And I pray for this daughter. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command the chains of Wicca to be broken, occult and darkness and witchcraft. We stand against it in the name of Jesus. Deliver her from this. Lord, you said in Isaiah that Jesus would come to set the captives free. Amen. So, Lord, here's my prayer, that they would be brought into the freedom and the new life of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for these and all the prodigals. Lord, keep them alive physically till they could be born spiritually.
Amen.
Yes. And let that be today, very soon, and we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Hey guys, I want you to remember Sherry. In a little bit, we're going to talk about some of the deception that's taking place in America. And Wicca and witchcraft is one of those things. And so,
bad news.
I mean, it is. We're going to continue to take some prayer requests. And then after probably the next break, a little later, there are a couple of stories that I want to share with you. And guys, let me tell you how easy it is for America to be deceived. Did you know that right at 3% of the population of the United States believes that chocolate milk comes from brown cows?
Wait a minute. Wait. Time
That's
out,
21
Jim.
Million people.
That is true.
That's true. I'm not pulling your leg.
I thought you'd spent too much time in learning university, and that was a but that is true.
That is true.
Wow.
Okay. Go ahead, Alex. I'm sorry.
You know what? Well, you know, do y'all have an app on your phone where you can make a mobile deposit?
Yes.
Now, the deal, like, you can take a photograph of a check and you can make a mobile deposit. Well, I read an article, seriously.
Does it bounce?
People are making mobile deposits of cash. And take a picture. Say you take a picture of a $10 bill, and the banks are having to tell people, look, you can't do it with cash.
Okay.
Anyway, we're a nation. We need the Lord. We need wisdom, don't we?
We do. And like I said, we're going to come to that a little bit later on in the show. But I just wanted to throw that out as a caveat of how easily America can be led into deception.
They believed evolution.
They sure to, and still yeah, do.
Still some, do. So that's how easy they can be deceived.
That's right.
Let's Chris, go to Chris, right?
Yes, sir. Chris Amarillo. And Amarillo.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, ma'am. What's your prayer request today, Chris?
Well, I wanted to pray for my daughter. She is going to be a sophomore. And she is just having, she's having so much anxiety.
Sophomore, let me ask this. Sophomore in high school, Chris?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
But we, you know, me and my husband, we all go to church every week. We try to, you know, bring God to her life all the time, but she's just having she's just stubborn. She's just having a hard time. She's not ready to accept God in her life. And, and we just keep praying that she'll have that seed planted. This week I started praying over her every day for her anxiety, for her to be calm, for her to feel God's hand on her. I just want her to accept God.
Amen. Listen, we've had this prayer for Sherry, for a son and daughter, now Mary for a daughter. Listen, these prayers are going up, and we're asking not just Jim and Alex and myself. We're writing these names down. We're praying for them. We ask you at home that are listening, write these names down and be praying for them. Especially, I always say, the next 24 hours, bombard heaven with them.
You know, Chris, and you might share this with your daughter, I have a friend who is a radio host for another program, and his name is Steve Noble. And he shared some things, some art that you can get from the CDC website. And it talks about COVID, and it talks about some of the fears of COVID. Kids under 15 have a better chance of being hit by lightning than dying of COVID-19. And again, that's from the Center of Disease Control. And then kids between the ages of 15 and 24 have a better chance of dying percentage-wise by falling down a flight of stairs than they do of COVID. And so that's one of the reasons that when we talk about opening churches, opening schools, not opening churches, not opening schools, you know, to see how these things are. Some, and even the nurseries at church, you know, they're having a hard time resetting because they're so concerned about the virus. And folks, I'm not saying we don't be careful. I'm not saying that we don't take personal responsibility. I'm simply saying that when you look at it overall, we're talking about a disease that has a less than 1% death rate.
And
right
we talked about this, and we need to get to the next prayer.
Yep.
Don't let fear override everything you do. Caution,
yes,
but not fear.
Amen. Mary from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi. So I just want to have there be prayer for my family. We've experienced trauma. I'm the mother of 9 kids. My first husband passed away in 2014, and I brought my 5 minor kids back to Ohio, which upset the other older kids, but they weren't grieving well and setting a good example for their younger brothers and sisters. And then there's been kind of this, you know, there's been this battle against that I got remarried to someone that our family knew, but they, you know, didn't like that I got married so soon. And I'm not saying that we don't have issues we need to work through, but the latest is that I'm down to 3, and the other kids, we know that they plotted. We have evidence of that. They ganged up and called Children's Services. And my husband was arrested for domestic violence or domestic abuse and assault. I haven't seen any of my kids. My youngest is 8 years old since April. And I have, we have to find another place to live because, you know, we've had to hire lawyers and we can't afford to live where we live now. And nobody will rent to us because then they look up they say, oh, you have pending criminal charges of violence. And, you know, we don't want to become homeless and we just want to get our kids back, you know, because we are good people and we want to be good parents. And, you know, even people that do way worse things, they get a second chance. So we just want a second chance with our kids.
Mary, our heart, we're going to pray. Got a minute
before we
go. So I'm going to pray for this right now.
Absolutely.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we're praying for Mary. God, I pray that more than anything else, you would bring direction and peace in her life, that she'd know what to do, where to go. And I pray for her husband, God, that you would just reign and do the work that needs to be done in their lives. And Father, for those children, God, I pray for their safety and to be separated like that from their mom has got to be traumatic for them and her. And Father, we pray that you would intervene, show yourself strong, help them, bless them, and may you get ultimate glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm Franklin Graham. Right now, our country is in trouble, and people are scared, people are afraid, and we see the violence and the injustices that are taking place. Only God can change this. This is a problem of the human heart.
If you'd like to pray with someone, call us any time of the day or night at 888-388-2683. 888-388-2683.
Call that number right now. We've got someone who will pray with you, talk with you, encourage you. God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. and we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. Sometimes there's a delay between crying out to God in prayer and seeing those prayers answered. It is imperative for us in those times that we don't waver in our confidence in our God. The next verse goes on to say, "For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." You see, the delay between supplication and delivered answer is one of the ways God develops endurance in us. He desires that the roots of our faith grow down deep, that we become trees planted by rivers of living water, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in His work. In this, we grow beyond superficial Christianity.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Before the printing press made books more available, the public reading of scriptures was one of the primary ways the Bible was learned and passed on.
Set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to preaching, and to teaching.
In the second century, Justin Martyr wrote First Apology, a defense of Christianity, in which he describes that on Sundays, quote, the memoirs of the apostles or the writings of the prophets are read as long as time permits.
Tertullian later taught, we meet together in order to read the sacred texts. We feed our faith. We arouse our hope. We confirm our confidence.
Engage with the Bible, this book of books.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio.
You know, as we're taking prayer requests this afternoon, we have to know that all of our hope is in Jesus.
Amen.
I'm Jim Stanley, along with Bert Harper and Alex McFarland, and we're going to get back to the phone lines in just a minute. But before we do, as we're talking about prayer, and we've talked about prayer in Matthew, we've talked about prayer before on Exploring the Word, some of you may not have heard the Hamilton Minute that was just played during our quote-unquote spot break, because that's also the segment that we're able to play some local spots for churches that have sent them in and things like that. And so I want everyone to hear this Hamilton Corner.
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. Sometimes there's a delay between crying out to God in prayer and seeing those prayers answered. It is imperative for us in those times that we don't waver in our confidence in our God. The next verse goes on to say, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. You see, the delay between supplication and delivered answer is one of the ways God develops endurance in us. He desires that the roots of our faith grow down deep, that we become trees planted by rivers of living water, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in His work. In this, we grow beyond superficial Christianity.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
You know, he just might have a future as a preacher, guys.
Yeah, he's going to go full time.
Now, I've got to say this. He came here as our corporate attorney. And it wasn't long before we found out he was a preacher. Amen. As well. Found out that he could deliver the word, and I'm telling God has multiplied what God had in mind for Abraham. God had it in mind. We just had one thing in mind at AFR,
right.
And God has expanded it.
He
praise
sure has.
God for Abe.
And we're grateful for him. Alex, you know yourself that there is, you know, when we talk about praying with persistence, that's mm-hmm. why. And we've talked about before that, you know, sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's wait. And I just thought that was a great example.
That was great. I've come to love the Hamilton Minutes and the Hamilton Corner, and it's my privilege. I guest hosted yesterday, and I'll be on again tonight. But guys, we've used Abe in a lot of conferences, and I want to tell you, he can bring a crowd to its feet, and he really is I don't say this lightly. He is an anointed man of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to take these next four phone calls that we have in prayer request, and then we're going to shift gears a little bit. All right. So let's talk to Dylan calling from South Carolina. Dylan? Hello, Dylan.
Hey. Yes, sir. I wanted to pray for my pastor, Ricky Freeman. And it's actually from North Carolina. It's not South Carolina.
I'm sorry. That was my mistake.
It's all right. But anyway, I just want to pray for my pastor, Ricky Freeman, and his family. He had a massive stroke yesterday. So I don't know the whole ordeal and everything, how everything's looking, but I know it's not good.
Amen.
So I just want to pray for him and his family.
All right, Dylan.
Doesn't that bless us?
Amen.
A man loves his pastor, and call over and let us pray for him. Amen.
Amen.
God, may Dylan's tribe increase, and we're praying for his pastor, Ricky Freeman.
All right, Jewel calling from Tennessee. Jewel, welcome to Exploring the Word. Hello, Jewel.
Yes, I'd like to pray for myself, and I think there's like about a dozen other kids that in Canada. Every one of those kids in this particular school have meter sickness. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
I haven't. I'm
Spell
not sure
that for us, Jewel.
A meter, M-E-T-E-R.
Okay.
Well, it's like...
God knows what it is, I'm telling you, but I did not. Canada, and you have it as well?
Yes, I'm to the point now of nosebleeds.
Okay.
And the shocking answer to that school there was the meters stay, you just do whatever with the kids. And it was because I heard a man call a couple times, and he was very upset. So they bought the teachers some things to resuscitate.
Okay.
Well, we're going to write that down. And again, let me remind our listeners, try to write these down if you can and pray for them, especially the next 24. This is Jewel, and praying for her and those kids at least
Canada.
A dozen in Canada that have this meter sickness. And again, don't have to have it, know everything about it, but we know enough that we can pray.
Going to talk to Carol calling from North Carolina. Carol, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hey, thank you guys. First of all, thank you for all the work that you guys do. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're ma'am. Loud, yes.
Yeah. Well, you're not loud. We can hear you well.
Loud and clear.
That's right, loud and
perfect.
Clear.
Perfect. Go ahead, Carol. Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's fine. My prayer request is for my son. He has been diagnosed with autism or a developmental delay. He was not born this way. And I know this is like a debatable thing, but he was talking until he had vaccines. And it took his personality. He doesn't talk anymore. Even before the pandemic, he was only in school for 3 hours. I need help with just praying for his, him not to have meltdowns, him to sleep at night. For instance, one night this week, he was up all night. So our mom is up all day.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Carol, what's his age?
He's 7.
7 years old.
But he's more like he was very good as a toddler, but it's almost like he's at a toddler stage and a baby. It's like having 2 kids. It's like he's a toddler and a baby.
Okay. Well, Carol, you represent a lot of folks. You're not the only one. I'm familiar with several, you know, autistic, and it devastates not the individual, but the parents and the family as well. Carol, thank you for calling. And we're going Rocky Mount, North Carolina, Alex. Great town, man.
It is way down on I-95. I know we have a lot of listeners down there, and you know, I just want to say how much I appreciate people feeling the freedom and the comfort level to share things with
Amen.
Us that we could all pray for one another.
You bet.
You know, and that's something that we're called to do. That we, as the body of Christ, are called to care for one another. And so, Carol, I want you to know we are going to pray for you in just a moment. And you know, Alex and Bert, while there may be challenges, there are great rewards to those children too.
Thank you.
Amen.
To loving those kids. And I just want to thank Carol for being a mom and for loving that child. And you heard her say, mom's up all day and then mom's up all night.
Bless
man,
you.
Man, what a great picture. Because God's up all day and God's up all night.
He neither slumbers nor sleeps.
Nor sleeps. And he's got a lot of kids who aren't just autistic, but that have a lot of trouble. Because we are this side of heaven. He has us as his kids. And because he sees us through the love of his son, that's why we have this hope that endures.
Thank you, Carol.
Amen.
Bob from Ohio, welcome to Exploring the Word. Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys could pray for my son, Justin. He's fallen on hard times. He needs a job and a place to stay. And I guess all the wisdom on high can help him with that. And might as well put in my son and daughter, Ryan and Sarah. They're not believers. And I think college sort of helped out away from them. But if they become believers, and I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Or pardon me, Bob. I'm sorry that I had a cord in my way, and I'm at the age now that I no longer have bifocals or trifocals. I have the progressive lenses, and unfortunately, I think the progression's getting to the point that I need a refresher. So, Bob, calling from Ohio, thank you so much for that. Alex, when you heard the love in that dad's voice, it made me think of the story of the dad going out to the road every day to watch and see if his son was coming home.
Yeah.
And so as we take, and guys, I want to break these down a little bit, and then we're going to get, if we have time, if we don't, that's okay. We can do it another day. But I want us to take, and man, we have, as you mentioned, Bert and Alex, for people willing to share these burdens, willing to share their kids, and their faith, that we would pray for them. And folks, our prayers aren't anything special. They're really not. But we are praying in agreement with you for these prayers. You know, you guys have called this the biggest Bible study in America on any given day. Today it can be one of the biggest prayer meetings of any given day. And folks, we've asked you to write some of these down. And so, Alex, if you would, I'd like you to pray for Linda. She had COPD and is in remission for stage 4 cancer. I have another friend. She listens in Tennessee. And I'd like you to pray for Miss Ann. She didn't call in, but she's texted me. And we want to be sure and pray for her. She is also has cancer. And she had, I need to check on her because she told me last week, I think, she had COVID. And so, to my shame, I've not reached out to see how she is. And if you'd also pray for Jeff, he's had the head injury. And if you'd pray for those folks, I sure would appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you that you're so good to us. And you are such a compassionate Father, and you're a wise Lord and provider. And, Lord, we just lay ourselves before you right now. And Lord, physical disabilities and financial struggles and just fear. A lot of people are afraid right now. So the Bible promises that a bruised reed you don't break. And Lord, I think a lot of us are just kind of having to struggle to stay standing up sometimes. We're like a bruised reed about ready to fall over. So Lord, we need your strength. We need you to be our source. I do pray for Linda that you would heal this COPD and put air in her lungs and oxygen and let her breathe freely. And Ann for physical needs and other needs that were mentioned and kids that have gone astray. And Lord, this dear father, I could just hear the compassion in his voice. He said his son had fallen on hard times. And Lord, oftentimes, though, these financial duress and illnesses, it's an opportunity to turn to you. So Lord, for all these needs that have been mentioned and no doubt many unspoken needs that thousands of people have on their heart right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we praise you because you're so good to us. Lord, we look to you. And like Tony Evans says, when Jesus is all we have, we're going to find out that really Jesus is all we need. So for the people, the families, the marriages, the churches, the ministries, the nation, the leaders, Father, from every city and town, Lord, make us to be the people you want us to be. And Lord, draw us very close to yourself, our Savior, our God, our provider, our friend. Mm-hmm. We make it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bert, if you would pray for Chris, her daughter is worried about going back to high school. And that mom's worry is shared by millions of moms across
and
the
grandparents.
Country. And grandparents, absolutely. And the children, you know, because they're going into a closed environment. I even read that locally, the schools aren't wanting the parents to come in, you know, so that, and I'm thinking, you know, look through history, everybody going in the first grade, mom was there, and the same for their first time in kindergarten, mom's there. But now they're saying, well, let's keep the parents out and bring the kids in. And I get it. I do. But those parents are going to be even more concerned. So pray for Chris and those moms. And also, if you would pray for Dylan, his pastor, Ricky Freeman. And then if you would pray for Jewel, that she needed prayer for herself and the kids with the meter sickness. And then also for Carol. And as you mentioned, you've ministered to folks with autism over the years. And so pray for her and the other parents that share those struggles and rewards as well.
Father, we come to you in behalf of our brothers and sisters in Christ, for Chris, whose daughter is anxious, even fearful. And I thank you that this mother is praying over her. And I pray, God, that you'd be those other mothers, fathers and grandparents and those children, teachers that are anxious about it. Father, I pray you'd give them your peace, your strength. Pray for Dylan. Thank you for a man that would love his pastor. I pray for Ricky Freeman, Father, that in this stroke, and pray for his family. It affects the whole group of people and the church, and I pray for Ricky. Father, for Jewel, here he is, sickness, and a dozen kids there in Canada with this ameter sickness. I know Jewel said her nose had started bleeding. I pray in the name of Jesus you would touch her, that you would heal her, heal those children there, whatever it knows, whatever it can take, Father, touch their lives. And also, Father, for Carol, a child with autism, seven-year-old, had it looked like everything was going great, and then it turned right in the middle of those toddler years. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would help her, help that child, and I pray you would bring healing, not only to her, but I pray for those others, autism, and how difficult it is. And yet, Father, there's usually some strengths there that others don't have. So I pray you'd bring those out and let them be used of you to glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Folks, this has been a special edition of Fireway Friday. I hope it blessed you. I really do. I know I was blessed by it. And Alex, thanks for letting me hang out with you.
Oh, it's always good to have you, and it's always great to pray together.
And Brother Bert.
Thank you, Jim. It's a joy. Isn't it great for brothers to dwell together like this in unity?
Amen.
I pray that would happen.
All across the country.
Yes.
This weekend, be praying for your pastor at your church. Have a great weekend. Stick around. Washington Watch comes your way next on AFR.